When a body changes in an instant, the chaplain's first task is not to explain the trauma, it is to stay. Catastrophic injury, including severe burns, amputation, and spinal cord injury, can rupture more than physical function. It can disrupt identity, relationships, work, independence, faith, and the future a person had imagined. The injured person may face pain, disfigurement, phantom sensations, or new dependence on others. Family members may be grieving while also trying to learn a new caregiving role. In this setting, presence must not flinch. That means you do not avoid the injured body, rush to find a lesson, or use spiritual language to override grief. You do not promise that everything will be fine. You offer steadiness, honesty, and choice. Small questions can restore a measure of agency. Would you like me to sit closer or give you more space? Would silence help right now, or would you like to talk? Consider a visit on a rehabilitation unit. A patient who lost a leg in a workplace accident says, "I don't know who I am anymore. I can't do anything for my family." The chaplain resists the urge to correct that statement. Instead, the chaplain says, "So much of who you understood yourself to be has been shaken. I can stay with you in that. What feels most unbearable today?" This response names the loss without defining the person by the injury. It also makes room for the person's own words, values, and pace. Catastrophic injury can also bring despair, shame, withdrawal, and thoughts of death. When words or behavior raise concern, ask directly and calmly, "Are you thinking about killing yourself?" Asking does not put the idea in someone's head. It opens a door to safety. If the answer is yes, or you are unsure about immediate danger, stay with the person and notify the clinical team at once. Follow the site's safety protocol. Chaplains assess spiritual need and coordinate care. They do not diagnose or treat trauma, depression, or suicidality. Refer to the appropriate medical and mental health professionals. The grounded takeaway is simple. Protect dignity. Return choice where you can. Do not demand hope. Do not abandon it either. Stay present long enough for honest hope to take its own shape. That is presence that does not flinch and hope that does not lie.